Hey guys, welcome back to the Scott's Morning Show. It is Thursday, December 6, 2018, and today is St. Nicholas Day. We had St. Nicholas Day Eve last night. I don't know how they actually celebrate that shit in Europe, but I think everyone should celebrate, huh? Let's jump into some birthdays here. We got Tom Hulce turning 65 today. So this dude played the voice of Quasimodo in The Hunchback of Notre Dame 1 and 2. I've never seen this fucking movie. I remember when that shit came out when I was like a kid. Never seen it. And he played Dr. Cayley in Stranger Than Fiction. Now that movie was good. Not very eventful, but it was definitely worth watching. Next up, we got, who we got here? Nick Park, turning 60. He's a writer, director, producer, and animator. He's done mainly just cartoon shit, but he's done 5 Wallace and Gromits, 2 Shaun the Sheeps, and Chicken Run. I know Chicken Run made it to the theater, and I think some of those Wallace and Gromits made it to the theater. I wonder how much money this dude makes off of that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of these, he was like the writer, producer, and fucking animator, so I don't know how that would work. I wonder, I should have Wikipedia'd his net worth. I don't know. Let's get into some history. That did it for the birthdays today. We got, first up, 1790. Congress moved to Philly from the NYC. And then we got 1865. Georgia ratified the 13th Amendment. 1877, the first issue of the Washington Post was published. And then in 1884, the Washington Monument was completed in D.C. Yeah, I've spent like 6 months of my life in Philly, and I have an uncle out there who loves all the historical shit, so he would take me to like Gettysburg and fucking Washington, D.C. We saw this statue and the fucking Lincoln statue and the White House. The whole shooting caboodle. Went to Philly and saw the Liberty Bell and where they signed the Declaration of Independence. And that place is kind of crazy. Like, you can tell that the where these monuments are, the Washington and Lincoln monuments, and then they got that other fucking president, I don't remember, I think he's the guy on the nickel, those are pretty touristy. You know, you got Washington, D.C., you see people walking around with cameras and shit, but where they signed the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution, I don't remember what the fuck was going on, and the Liberty Bell, that's just like in the heart of the city, like Philly. So you got everybody fucking walking around and, like day-to-day normal life. And then there's a couple tourists in between them. But yeah, Philly has some damn good Philly cheesesteaks. I can't eat that shit anymore. Try to make them, but yeah, they use Cheese Whiz on their Philly cheesesteaks. They cook that meat up, man. Then they spray that Cheese Whiz on top of it and cook it in on the fucking skillet. And that shit is good, man. You get it in a bag, and that bag's, like, just coated in grease. It's crazy. But, yeah, you buy a Philly cheesesteak in Phily, or, like, outskirts, Pennsylvania, you know, Downingtown, and Exxon had some good ones. But they would mound the meat. So, like, you would have a little mountain of meat with the bun laying flat down, and then they'd have to, like, jam the fucking spatula in there to close it and wrap it real quick so it didn't expand. You get a Philly cheesesteak out here, man, it's like, what the fuck is this thing? I went to Subway once and got a Philly cheesesteak. I was so disappointed. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how, like, even Subway, you go from state to state and that shit changes. Like, you ask for avocado in California from a Subway and you get half of an avocado sliced up, you know, nice avocado. You ask for fucking avocado in Utah and they've got like an ice cream scoop of this green goo shit that they spread all over your bread. It shit is fucking, I guess it's guacamole, I don't know, I guess it's guacamole without any of the other shit put in it, but, yeah, sometimes it's, like, browning and shit in spots. It's crazy. Crazy. And then here, man, I would say Utah's probably got to be one of the worst places in America to get food. They got, we've been to a couple of these Mexican restaurants, and, I swear to God, they use SpaghettiO sauce in their fucking, in their burritos, man. Like, straight up SpaghettiO sauce instead of, like, enchilada sauce. This shit is fucking weird. I don't think they're known for any, I don't think they're known for any specialty foods, but they have this, pizza place here that's pretty good, and then they got, you know, a couple chain restaurants and shit, but, yeah, some of their stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I like going back home. You'd go to like K Rico's or Mi Ranchito's, like a Mexican restaurant, and like you knew it was authentic because no one in the restaurant spoke English. You know what I'm saying? You come out here and you got some Asian guy they're trying to pass off as a Mexican dude making your burritos. They don't even know how to wrap the fucking things. It's crazy. Where are we going? 1897. London became the first place to require a license for taxi cab drivers. And then we go to 1907, a West Virginia coal mine explosion kills 362 workers. And we got some plane stuff happening today, man. We'll get into it here in a minute, but yeah, we got some. You're not safe anywhere. 1922, Irish Free State movement is formed. And then in 1997, a Russian cargo plane crashes into an apartment complex, killing 67 people. See, I mean, you're not even safe on the ground from these planes, dude. Let's jump down to 2005. An Iranian military transport aircraft crashed into a 10-story apartment, killing 44 on the ground and all 84 aboard. And minding your own business, these planes are out to get you. Let's get into some news of the day. So oil and stock prices are down. America detained a Chinese CFO that could result in trouble. Burger King is offering a 1 cent promotional burger to spit in McDonald's face. There you go. That was the news. We'll get into a little more. Okay, so Denmark's shipping refugees to an island. The government in Denmark has just agreed to send all unwanted migrants to a remote island. This island used to be where they would send contagious animals that they didn't want spreading disease. So, this is part of Denmark's anti-immigration agenda. Their goal is to make Denmark seem like an unattractive place to seek asylum. That sentence, doesn't that just sound so fucked up? We're trying to make this an unattractive place to seek asylum. Like, oh man. So they're going to start cleaning up the island, and they're building a shelter that can hold 100 people here soon so they can try out their new prison island. I got, you know, that's how Australia was formed. They had a picture of this island, though, and this shit's like, it's like a football stadium, maybe a little bigger than a football stadium, so I don't think they're getting a new Australia. But, man, that is so fucked up, you know? It's so easy to say these migrants shouldn't be coming here, when, especially when you're some rich fuck, you know what I'm saying? You're going home, you got a maid and a cook, and you're in the fucking government, you got perfect healthcare and all this shit, and then you're telling these people who are, like, probably fleeing violence, horrible circumstances, that they can go fuck themselves. Like, Jesus Christ, dude. I don't know what the answer is. I understand that, like, here in America, if you keep letting everybody come in, it just gets worse for everybody that's here. But, I don't know what you do, but that seems kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Same with when they were walking to the border here. You got thousands of people that walked, like, 2,000 miles to get here, and then that you just tell them, like you get your military out there telling them they gotta go home, guns pointed at them, throwing tear gas and shit. Like, fuck, dude, if somebody walked 2,000 miles with their whole family, kids and shit, carrying their toddlers, like, that's a goddamn accomplishment. They're probably, you know, a lot, gonna hustle a lot more than most of the people that live here. I don't know, man, it's, I honestly think anybody in the situation where they're living in a place of violence and fucking no opportunity and, you know, just horrible circumstances is going to try to make their life better. It's not their fucking fault. Whatever. Let's get into some more interesting news here. We got America detaining. I'm going to fuck this word up, but Huawei CFO. That's a phone company. I've heard the fucking name. I just can't remember how to pronounce it. Who do we got? We got Meng Wanzhou was arrested and is being held in Canada awaiting to be extradited to the U.S. So she is the chief financial officer and daughter of the founder of this Huawei phone company. And Huawei has just passed Apple in the sale of phones and services and is the second biggest phone provider, service provider company in the world, right under Samsung. So, she was arrested on December 1st and they have not released on what charges. So they haven't told anybody on what charges. They're spreading rumors that it has to do with sanctions against Iran, but yeah, I don't know, this seems like trade war bullshit. You got this profitable company from fucking China, they got the daughter, this shit, I don't know, this kind of shit could make trade war we're having like really ugly, you know what I'm saying? Like you're pissing people off, arresting their daughters and shit, not even, they haven't even told China, the Chinese government, why they've arrested her. So they're really pissed. They're demanding that she be released because they're not aware of any wrongdoing she's done. I'm sure they've done fucking wrongdoings. I'm sure this company's horrible and they have fucking slave labor camps and, you know, all sorts of horrible, nasty shit that we don't know about. But it's still, man, I'm trying to get this paper out of my notebook. It's pissing me off. It's still, you know, this is the little thing that could just ignite World War III. Goddamn paper. Yeah, I don't know, man. That's, you hear, like I said the other day, you know, when you look at the news, it's just like the beginning of Children of Men, where it's like all this shit, we're talking about refugees and like kicking them out and all these people fleeing and coming, they got nowhere to go. We got stock and oil prices going down. The climate's changing. We got trade wars happening all over the place. Hold on a sec. Okay, that was my guy. We're taking an interview for an apartment complex in Fresno, California. So I'm so excited about moving to California if we could. We're going to try to start this damn fencing business with my in-laws, but you know, if they're paid enough money, California, you couldn't beat it, man. They're trying to legalize ecstasy or Molly, whatever the fuck the scientific name for the shit is. Mushrooms are on the ballot, legalized marijuana. Yeah, if they were paying us like $70,000 a year, think we'd have to turn that fence opportunity down, especially since I don't even know if that shit's gonna work out, but we'll see. I would love to move back to California. We'll see. Where were we though? We're on World War III, right? Okay, so yeah, what do you guys think World War III would be like, right? You got these little things like this that can happen and just ignite this war, you know, and then it's like just a war against us and China, then everyone else is gonna pick sides. It's gonna be crazy as fuck. But it's definitely not going to be like World War II. You're not going to have, you know, as long as you're away from the soldiers, you're not going to be safe. I mean, it's going to be so fucking ugly, the next war we have, man. It's going to be, I mean, we got drone strikes, cyber attacks, like taking over our, you know, our financial systems and all sorts of shit they can do online. There's going to be, like, fucking supply contaminations and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that would be easy to accomplish, contaminating people's supplies to kill a whole bunch of people. We got disease and chemical warfare they could initiate. I mean, they could do an EMP blast. And then there's going to be supply shortages. I mean, we import and export shit from all over the fucking world. If we're at war with them, that shit's going to come to a halt. I mean, and I don't think it would just be us against them either. I think when you broke it down to, like, you know, all of America doesn't have enough supplies for everybody. I think these states that do have supplies versus states that don't have supplies, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna, like, fuck you, these are our supplies, we're not sharing with you. They got us so fucking diversified in this country alone. Like, I think civil wars would break out. I mean, I think when World War III happens, it's gonna be so fucking ugly, dude. I think it's gonna make World War I and World War II look like a little fucking skirmish. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's gonna fuck everybody in the world. I mean, there's just gonna be so much shit happening. None of us are safe. It's like if let's say they did an EMP blast and it just took a small, like, a state or something. If there's a nuclear reactor in that state and they can't maintain that nuclear reactor and that shit starts leaking, like, how much damage is that gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like, all over the place, food supplies. Think about how much we rely on electricity. Think if they just shut off the electricity to somewhere like Washington, D.C. area. So you got Philly and, like, all of the Eastern Seaboard. Imagine if they were, like, hitting that shit with, you know, EMP blasts and fucking shutting it down. And they could probably do that shit through, like, cyber systems and, I mean, man, it's fucking crazy. I mean, and we're already going through, like, climate change and shit. Shit's already gonna be getting hard. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be impossible to escape World War III. I mean, I don't know if something like this would fucking push it over the edge or something. You know, I know we got all these trade wars with tariffs, but the fucked up thing is, you know, all these trade wars, this shit's just so rich people can get richer. That's all it is. It's like, do you have a problem with Chinese people living in China? I don't. Do you have a problem with fucking Afghanistanians or whatever the fuck they're called? I don't. Like, I don't even see them. What the fuck's my problem? I don't want to go to war with these people. Nobody does. It's just rich fuckers starting these wars so they can get more money. It's like, oh, well, look, they blew up our building, which was a false flag. We're going to go over here and take their oil and their opium. And then we're going to bring democracy to their fucking country. Like, the people that are working every day and coming home and spending time with their families over there and over here could give a shit less about going to war with each other. I don't know. I don't know, man. Shit's a fucked up thing. And I don't know. Maybe I think we'll see something crazy in my lifetime, whether it's a big-ass natural disaster or, you know, like a World War III or something. I think we're going to see something bad within the next 20 years. AI coming and fucking killing us all. Some crazy disease or virus that we can't fucking cure. I mean, there'll be something. Something that will just fucking, you know, make everybody's life miserable. I mean, imagine, you know, we're in World War III, and the stock market's probably going to crash. I mean, we're probably immediately going into some sort of recession. Government will be taking supplies for troops and all sorts of shit. You remember how hard it was to find enough work to stay alive when it was just the recession? Imagine during a war, man. It's going to be fucking insane. A lot of people are probably going to end up just joining the army to try to stay alive. Or the Marines or whatever type of military bullshit. But, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's get into some more holiday-ish type shit. I know we got Christmas coming up, and I like Christmas. I like looking at the fucking lights. I like watching the Christmas holiday specials and movies and eating my fucking Daiya jalapeno cheese and cheese I make and cream cheese and stuff. That's pretty cool. I always like the couple days before Christmas, because once Christmas comes, you know, it's like, it's just done. There's nothing else coming, you know? And we live where it's like just snowing outside. So once Christmas is done, it's cool to see the snow. But then you know you got another 4 months of just being cold and miserable. That shit sucks. The fucking winter, you know, you can celebrate during Christmas time. It's all happy and, oh, look, it's like on the TV. But once the fucking Christmas is over, this snow is some bullshit, dude. But, yeah, we don't have any fucking good holidays during spring and summer. You know what I'm saying? You got great holidays all fall and winter long. Great holidays. We have nothing for fucking spring and summer. And I know you're thinking 4th of July and Easter. Like, fuck those holidays. Realistically, come on now, Easter. Give me a fucking break. I think we need to celebrate Arbor Day. Just, if you've seen the Raising Hope episode where they celebrate Arbor Day, they've got Papa Woody, the forest elf, you know, and then he comes and delivers all the kids presents, and fucking, you eat shit with syrup all over it, and, you know, you put, like, a non-evergreen trees in your house, and you make a little tiny, bare root forest type thing going on there. That'd be pretty sweet. And then, now we're gonna have to get some lights, like, different colored lights. You couldn't use, like, Christmas or Halloween. You'd have to get like some different shades of green, some orange, maybe some dark brown and shit to represent like the tree wood. And yeah, I mean, that would look sweet, putting it in all these trees that you got going through your house. That'd be fucking awesome. We gotta find something. Maybe you could put the, you know, like Papa Woody pitches his tent, you could put a tent in your house and put the kids' presents under there. That'd be pretty sweet. But, yeah, I think Arbor Day, if I had millions of subscribers and I said something like that, I bet you could pull off a holiday just by telling, like, you know, like if Joe Rogan was like, hey, everybody, we're gonna celebrate Arbor Day, fucking that shit would get done, you know what I'm saying? I think that would be cool. I don't know. Yeah, but fuck Easter, 4th of July. I mean, 4th of July is okay, but I don't like the barbecue holidays. Most of the time, I don't even have them off. I get 4th of July off most of the time, but... And then Easter, that's just like a religious holiday where you're celebrating the spring equinox. Like, it's... That's boring. It's springtime just means more work. You're gonna be working later days. Yeah, that about does it. I stretched this out for, what, 24 minutes here? I got, California state government's fucking me again. I got another letter. I gotta call them and go through the whole waiting process. This is the second time. They sent me a letter 2 months ago saying I owed them taxes for last year. I haven't lived in California in 4 years, right? I haven't lived in California in 4 years. I haven't been to California in 3 years. Like, and I just had to send them all my tax paperwork, saying that, you know, I've lived in Utah, and I worked in Utah, and I got it all cleared up, and now they sent me another fucking letter saying they're gonna put a lien on me for $1,175 if the balance isn't paid by the 15th, and, like, I wonder if you could fucking sue them for harassment. Like, I have proof that I took care of this shit. Now they're sending me more letters? That's fucking bullshit. Where the fuck do they get off thinking that I live there? I mean, I haven't been there in fucking 4 years. cocksuckers are just trying to get money out of me, hoping I moved already so this letter didn't go to me and they can just fucking garnish my wages. But, you know, I gotta deal with that today, and I gotta go to work, and then, I gotta go do that, interview. I gotta go meet my wife so we can do that interview for Fresno, so maybe be moving back to California. That'll be nice. You know what I'm saying? These shows are gonna get a lot more interesting. We haven't had access to marijuana in, like, 3 years. You know what I'm saying? We don't know anybody out here, so, yeah, those shows will get a little bit more interesting. That'll be cool. Maybe we could do a show on Molly, you know, go to the psychiatrist's office, see if he'll just let me do a show for my PTSD. And then I hope that shit's just like the medical marijuana. You know what I'm saying? You just go to this quote-unquote psychiatrist, and he gives you your pill for the day, and you pay like $25 or something. I don't know. That would be sweet. And then I haven't really looked into what they're doing with the Molly and the mushroom legalization, but yeah, I should look into that. If I move to Fresno, I'm definitely going to look into it. We'll do a whole show on what's happening with that. I've just heard about it, so. But you guys have a good one. And I'll be back tomorrow. Please like, subscribe, and share this. And there's another one. Like, subscribe, share. Oh, leave a comment. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at ScottHay86. You guys have a good day. Bye.